The editor: How reassuring to hear that our council has banned the non-existent practice of rodeos from Port Moody. It's reassuring that councillors are focused on pressuring priorities and putting aside less urgent issues like the nearly 10% increase in property taxes in Port Moody. Does anyone actually buy into this meaningless grandstanding? What about all the other objectionable practices that are also not occurring in Port Moody? I hope council keeps their agenda busy by banning these, too. The only thing these empty motions accomplish is make this longtime Port Moody resident contemplate the advantages of amalgamation and whether Port Coquitlam Mayor Brad West can be persuaded to take on the entire Tri-Cities. Al Anderson, Port Moody. The editor: Kudos to Port Moody Council for slamming the door shut on rodeo cruelty. Cowpokes aren't welcome in Port Moody. Could petting zoos be next? May 30, 2023. Council must take the next step to protect animals and the public by banning petting zoos. Petting zoos are hotbeds of E. coli bacteria, and numerous children have been infected with the potentially deadly bug after visiting such displays. Infections can spread through direct animal contact or simply by touching the surroundings near an animal exhibit. The bacteria have been found on railings, bleachers, and even sawdust. Toddlers who get the germs on their fingers can transfer them onto their sippy cups or pacifiers or simply suck their thumbs. Getting sick with E. coli is not like eating something that disagrees with you. Symptoms can include bloody diarrhea, abdominal cramping, vomiting, and fever. Children have suffered kidney failure, some have died. And let's not forget the other victims of petting zoos, the animals who are forced to interact with crowds of people all day long. Focused on running the display and making money, operators can neglect even the most basic needs of the animals, including food, water, and vet care. Let's put these cruel and dangerous displays out to pasture. Jennifer O'Connor, Fort Erie, Ont.